we have everyone. Let's do a roll call. Dr. Cornwell?
Here.
Mr. Greer?
Here.
Dr. King?
Here.
Ms. Hunter?
Here.
Ms. Remick?
Here.
Mr. Clinton?
Here.
Dr. Bustillo?
Here.
Mr. Harris?
Here.
We came out of executive session at 12:12. Dr. Cornwell, the meeting is yours.
Okay, we're back on case number 20-12, Kim Lewis. Kim, are you still there?
Ms. Lewis, are you present?
Oh, we lost her.
Ms. Lewis?
I see her, I think.
Ms. Lewis, if you're present, come off mute and let us know.
She just muted herself. She was off mute.
Ms. Lewis, if you could.
She is off muted now, but we still can't hear her.
Ms. Lewis, we still can't hear you.
Wait, she just left. So maybe she just left. So she's going to probably try and get back on.
All right, let's give her a minute. Let me know, Monica, if you see her come back on.
Okay. I think, let's see. Yep, I think she just joined.
Ms. Lewis, are you present?
Ms. Lewis, you need to unmute yourself. I show you as muted.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you, Ms. Lewis. Okay, everyone is present. Dr. Cornwell.
Thank you very much for everybody being patient. We're back. Considering case number 20-12, Kim Lewis, physical therapist. So I'm willing to entertain questions or motions.
This is Mr. Greer. I am very impressed with the steps the licensee has taken since this unfortunate accident. I understand her efforts in her recovery. I think we need to table this till at least the September meeting to give the board some time to do some groundwork. And that would be my motion.
Second.
All right, we're in discussion about that motion. Ray, willing to call the question?
So on complaint 20-12, Ms. Kim Lewis, the motion is to table the initial review to the September 22nd, 2020 meeting. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
This initial review will be moved to the September meeting. So, Ms. Lewis, we're going to look at this at the September 22nd meeting.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, let's go to case number 20-15, Connor Ong, physical therapist.
Would you like a summary?
Please.
Mr. Ong was issued, this is complaint 2015, Connor Ong. Mr. Ong was issued a provisional license on April 17, 2020. He was notified via letter enclosed in the provisional license that his license would become inactive 20 days after the Parametric Centers opened per the governor's executive order. Mr. Ong practiced as a physical therapist from May 25th until June 2nd after his license was placed in inactive status. This complaint is for your review.
This is Nushka Remick. I wanted to let you know that I know Mr. Ong as he was a student of mine. A year or so ago, he is no longer, and I have no biases.
Is Mr. Ong present? I don't see him. Go ahead, Dr.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion. Do we move this to an informal hearing?
King, second.
All right, discussion about the motion.
So, Dr. Cornwall, usually we have in the past just followed the matrix on this. Is there a reason, more reason you want to go into an informal?
He doesn't have a license.
What matrix are we talking about?
I'm sorry, Ms. Donahue?
So, the matrix I believe you're about is practicing.
Oh, I see.
Is that correct?
That is correct. So he doesn't have a license, period.
Well, he did. He had a provisional license. This is just a little different. That matrix was the people to renew, to practice that renewal. I'm not saying use that. I'm just saying that this is a different situation.
Okay. Thank you.
I still would like to move this to an informal. I'd be willing to entertain amendments if anybody has any other.
Dr. Cornwall, it's Dr. King. I'm in total agreement with you. I have quite a few questions for him about supervision, what he did while he was not fully licensed, and what exactly he's doing now. So I would love to have a conversation with him.
And just to clarify, Dr. King, he was fully able to practice as a physical therapist under his provisional license.
Except for the week right when it was expired, is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes, that's the time frame I'd like to just touch base with him on.
Does anyone feel like we need to add any other statute? I was okay with the 2044-4 because it's so broad, but.
Well, I think this would fall under substandard care by a physical therapist.
Yes, that's why.
He wasn't a physical therapist at the time.
Oh, I keep forgetting that. Thank you.
Karen, when we meet, if it's approved, if the board approves moving to informal hearing at that point, as we discuss with him, is it possible to add?
No, you'd have to add here. The only one I think you... Mr. Harris, I don't know if you have any advice on additional allegations for practicing without a license. The only one I can think of would be, I don't know, I have to look at my, hang on.
Yeah, I'm just quickly looking at 2044 real.
I do not know of another statute.
Yeah, the only other thing that I can think of is if there's a particular rule that's on point that you may want to cite, but absent that, I think
Mark, we can hardly hear you. Can you speak just a hair louder?
Sure. I was just saying that I think 14 may be your best option. I don't know if there's a rule that specifically addresses or captures the board's possible concerns in this matter, but absent that, I do think subsection 14 was the one that probably most fits this particular fact pattern.
The only other one that I could see is under use of titles and restrictions, which would be 32.2042C. Mr. Harris, I will get you a statute book.
No. I'm sorry if everybody was waiting on me. I don't disagree if you wanted to add that, Karen. Otherwise, I do think that, you know, 14 probably will address all the concerns the board has. And most importantly, giving the board, should they find that you did engage in unprofessional conduct, the ability to take whatever action you deem is appropriate after making that determination.
So you have a motion on the floor to move to an informal hearing. You're in discussion.
So it sounds like we're not going to make an amendment to add that one. I would be in favor of adding it, because we can always take it off when we get to the informal hearing.
Absolutely. You don't have to find a violation of every statute listed in the informal interview letter.
I agree with that.
And I don't know if Mindy, do you think we would need a further investigation to substantiate that one?
This one isn't one I've investigated.
Yeah, this is a complaint that I investigated.
Oh, okay.
I do think you're covered under 14. My concern with adding C is that you've added a criminal entity to it, and I'm not sure that's your intent.
Okay. Any further discussion to the motion?
Are you ready for the question? So in complaint 2015, Mr. Connor Ong, the motion is to move to an informal hearing and include the potential violation of law 32-2044-14. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Okay. Moving on to case number 19-52, Kyle O'Leary, physical therapist. Kyle, are you here?
Ms. Richardson, if you
have a summary. Yep, I will provide a summary. This is a second initial review. The board held its initial review and discussion of this complaint at its regular session meeting June 30th. The board requested further investigation in order for additional medical records to be reviewed as it relates to substandard care and the adequacy of the patient record. Additional patient records were received and reviewed, and the summary was provided to you in the supplemental investigative report. And I'll just remind the board that in the original investigative report, there were additional allegations that you may need to review and address today. Those are on pages 2 and 3 of the original investigative report. So I focused on the substandard care and documentation in the supplemental based on what I understood the board to request of me at June's meeting. This case is for your review.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to move this to an informal hearing.
Thank you.
And did you want to put additional charges on there?
Yes, I would, please. So I don't go through all the necessarily pages. I just don't recall what page it was on. Mindy, what page were the additional findings noted?
So in the supplemental investigative report, which is first in your handout material.
Yes.
The ARS 3220444, which is substandard care.
Yes.
We had ARS 3220440, failing to maintain adequate patient records.
Okay.
In the original investigative report, you had 3220444, which was making misleading, deceptive, untrue, or fraudulent representations. 3220446, aiding or abetting a person who is not licensed or certified in the state. 3220447, failing to report to the board any direct knowledge of an unprofessional, incompetent, or illegal act. And that was it.
Okay, so I would like to add the additional ARS statutes for ARS 3220444, practicing substandard care, and 32-2044-20, failing to maintain records.
Those were both included in the initial investigative report.
Oh, I thought they were
as potential violations of law. So they're not in addition, Ms. Richardson. Just pulled those two out for the supplemental report because you have asked her to do that.
Okay.
So we can just cite the original allegations on the initial review, right?
Correct.
Okay. Sorry, I thought she said there might be additional findings based since her second review.
My apologies for the miscommunication.
So is everyone, so we have a motion, and I think we have a second, right?
We do. We have a first and a second to move complaint 1952, Kyle O'Leary, to an informal hearing.
All right. Any other discussion?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that 3220440420, is that included in this motion?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. It's just out of order here. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
All right. The motion before you is complaint 1952, Kyle O'Leary, PT, to move complaint 1952 to an informal hearing. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton? Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Thank you. Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion passes.
Okay. All right. On to item number 8, case number 19-50, Brian Chin, physical therapist.
Similarly, this is your second initial review. You held your initial review of this case at your regular session meeting on June 30th. You requested further investigation for additional medical records to be reviewed as it relates to substandard care and the adequacy of the patient record. Those patient records were received and reviewed, and the summary was provided in the supplemental investigative report. As in the previous case, the original investigative report had the two allegations that are cited, plus the addition of the three others. So I would ask that you consider all five in your review.
Okay. How about a motion? All right. I move that we move this case to an informal hearing to include all five Pinker violations enumerated in the initial assessment or investigation.
King, second.
Do you want that initial or the supplemental?
Initial, because supplemental, I think, is it would be redundant, wouldn't it?
Okay. Correct.
Yeah.
ARS 3220-44-4M20 are in the original allegations.
Okay. All right.
Brian, by any chance, are you there? Okay, just forgot to ask. Better check. So do we have a second?
You do? Second. Dr. King seconded.
All right, any questions, comments relative to the motion, amendments? All right, then I call the question.
The motion is to move complaint 1950, Mr. Brian Chin, PT, to an informal hearing. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
It will be moved to an informal hearing.
Okay, so we are on to agenda item number five, board business and report. 5A, review discussion.
So I can give you some updated numbers on our renewal. As you know, we have 6 days left. As of this morning, we have had 6,283 people successfully renew. You can truly thank and provide gifts to your staff for getting as many of those done. We are still having multiple troubles with accessing the e-licensing account, and your staff has been just yeoman's been 24 hours a day to make sure that everybody who wants to renew can renew. Given an attrition rate of approximately 10%, historically we still have approximately 600 people left before next Monday to renew. So it's been super busy, super, super busy. We cannot keep up with our phones, so you might hear some chatter that people cannot leave a message, which is absolutely true. Our phones accept 30 voicemails, and as soon as we empty them, they're full again. So we are doing our very darndest best to make sure that everybody who wants to renew can renew by midnight on next Monday. But we have almost everybody there. We're just missing about what we predict is 600 additional people.
That's great.
Any questions on renewal? Yes, you should thank your staff. They have been.
Thank you, staff.
Thank you.
They're spending a lot of volunteer time that they're not getting paid for, so you should thank them greatly for that.
That sounds like us.
Yeah, like everybody we know. Okay. The provisional licenses, we had one person move from inactive to active. We still have 28 people in inactive status who have not completed their exams for one reason or another. I'm hoping that changes after the October date, the October exam, that will get more people moved from this provisional to active. But I do think it's important to keep you appraised at how many provisional licenses remain out there that have not transferred. On top of renewal and also doing the budget, it's been a fun month. You can see that we did an incredible amount of initial licensing in July with 115 individuals as well, newly licensed, and we took that I'll break down, well, actually 113 because, or 12, because three of them were business entities. So we are moving and grooving. I can tell you with the application that as of this morning, we have 185 applications currently pending, meaning they're in some form of getting their documents and approval in. I gotta give kudos to Veronica and Monica again, in that we have set up a system over the last 10 months to really try to communicate with all applicants every 4 to 6 weeks to make sure they're totally aware of what they need and nobody slacks around with it, which has dropped our roving number of applicants from over 280 to 180. So we believe that much of that has to do with the constant feedback they're getting on what they're deficient with versus a lack of applications being submitted. Okay, any questions about applicants, licensees? And then the final thing that I did for you, because I had nothing better to do at midnight one night, and because I was curious, I wanted to know about what is our timeline, what is it like for our timeline from the initial moment that they start an application until the day that they're approved. And so I broke it out by PT, PTA. I also broke it out by endorsement exam, foreign educated, whatever their application type was. The caveat to this is I think 2019 or 2020, these numbers would significantly reduce for the exam because of the processes and the communications that we give the applicants now. In 18, this includes applications from 18 during the middle of that really crazy renewal. And further, we had some super outlier date, you know, people who took 150 days to go from start to beginning. So that kind of skewed the average a little bit. But these are our numbers, and I'll keep presenting them annually. And our intent is to get them as efficient as possible down to whatever the number, a reasonable number is for whatever we can get it down to. How about that? I think the limitation on the exam, the only two averages that look the same was the PT exam and the PA exam, which is 99 days and 101 days. And I think that has everything to do with the fixed testing, and I don't predict that that application process will be any speedier than 99 days to 100 days. And I'm looking to take any questions on all that.
Well, the one thing I don't, on the PTA schedule, I don't understand, maybe it's the formulas you're using, it's the overall PTA 146 days, and all the other days are less.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to look into that. That seems weird. Mike, that's awesome. That's the good accountant in you. I have no idea. I'll have to go back and relook at my numbers. Somehow I transposed something. I don't know. I have no explanation for that, but you're right. That cannot be correct.
Okay.
I'll come back next meeting with a great number.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Any other questions about that data? Great.
Nope. So I'd be willing to entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Epistio?
Before we do that, could we put on the future agenda to discuss implementing a confidential treatment substance abuse treatment program?
So noted.
Thank you.
So it's been moved by Ms. Bastillo. Who was the second?
I was, Peggy.
Ms. Hunter to adjourn the meeting. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo, thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.
Be safe, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Stay healthy.